It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Thank you for being here. It's frigid in Mount Washington. What was your thermometer coming in, Jessica?
11 degrees.
You had 11?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mine got down to 14. What were you at, Charlotte?
I didn't. What? Do you guys have one, like, on your car or something?
You don't have one, like, on your dad?
I don't think my new car does.
Oh, wow. That's kind of, that's a blessing. I think it's a blessing.
Yeah, I remember you'd need it. I would always notice on my, like, last car and this one, unless I just haven't located it yet.
Yeah.
Unless you have to, like, press some buttons for it to pop up somewhere.
No, exactly. But like, I kind of like flying blind.
I think so. I don't think I honestly, like, today I would have liked not knowing what it was. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, the 11 degree information didn't add that anything. If anything, it just made my hands feel colder.
Yeah, I think so. It's probably best if you don't know how cold it is this morning. And if you don't know how cold it is, it's perfect. Just go with it, honestly. Welcome to your T-Tuesday show, everybody. If you don't know what that is, that's every Tuesday. We say what kind of Tuesday you have, and just tell us with a T. It started with Greg Carpenter over at 101.9. He said it was a tired Tuesday, and somehow, I don't know, we just evolved it into, well, maybe you're not tired. Maybe you're having a different kind of Tuesday. Just let us know what it is. It's just got to start with a T. So your T-Tuesday, Jessica?
Definitely a trembling Tuesday.
Yeah, right.
It is so cold, and and it's tough because I wake up cold, I go outside and it's cold, and then I come in the studio and I'm cold. And yesterday I was in so much pain because I never got warm.
Yeah.
Like, it's cold in here the whole time.
Your studio stays
and
so
today
cold.
I'm trying to get better. Like, I have 2 pairs of socks on today and I have more layers underneath today. So I'm hoping at some point I will get warm.
I feel like you should file a complaint. I feel like you could literally file. I don't know if it's OSHA. Was it OSHA? Is that who it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, oh, you could be
but
like,
all
literally,
of our rooms in the buildings, like, they're all different temperatures.
I know. Our
but
studios,
yours is crazy.
Yeah. Like, Jess literally works in a meat locker over there. Like, you can literally keep meat safe conditions. If you have any, like, bologna,
my water stays cold.
Over there, like, it's crazy how.
Yeah.
We should put a thermometer in your studio. Like, we have one. Our studio is 62 right now, which is, I mean, it's uncomfortably cold, but I guarantee you Jess has got to be in the 50s right now. It's crazy cold in there. Charlotte, your T-Tuesday, how are you feeling?
I'm having a The Sims Tuesday I stayed up a little bit later than I should have last night playing The Sims because I haven't been able to play it in like over a year due to storage issues on my computer. Oh. And I finally went through like 10 years of photos and transferred them to a hard drive just so I could play The Sims again.
That's nice. Smart. I need to do something like that too.
It was
nostalgic and fun.
But it was, I really needed that.
Yeah.
It's back. She's back, baby. I'm having a tummy trouble Tuesday, y'all. Like, I don't know what's happened. Like, it's all of a sudden Saturday, I got I think it's a stomach bug because I had like a little bit of fever that came along with it. I made a really big, I took a really big chance last night. I decided to go to the gym. And it was like, it was like a group workout thing.
No.
So it was like a 45 minute thing that you can't really get out of. So I spent like, I don't know, 15 minutes of that in the bathroom, which like you obviously know.
If somebody, people are thinking you're hiding out.
If somebody like sits in the bathroom for 45 minutes.
When you do a group workout or something like that and you, if someone disappears, you're like, wow.
What's going on with this guy?
All of a sudden now that you have burpees, you want to disappear.
And you guys know my pooping phobias already. Mm-hmm. You guys know how insecure I get with like pooping in public. And so like, I was like, this is like my worst nightmare.
You held it for like 2 hours
yesterday
at the show.
I was like, I just have to get home. Like, I just need to get in my own toilet.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like that can kind of...
Tummy trouble Tuesday still. I'm not feeling not 100% yet. Better than yesterday.
I can't think of anything worse either than going to the gym while sick.
Oh, really? Like, I know.
That's wild.
I took a chance. I thought I was better, but I was not good enough to jump around for sure.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Prepare for another chilly day before a midweek warm-up. It'll be sunny and the winds will be a little lighter before another cold front and rain arrives on Friday. But due to the weather, Harford County Schools has a 3-hour delay this morning.
Oh, wow. Still? Jeez, all right.
Number two.
Merriam-Webster has revealed its 2025 word of the year, and it is slop. Now, this term used to mean soft mud, but it now generally refers to something that has little value. So, according to the dictionary, slop is defined as digital content of low quality that is produced usually in quantity by means of artificial intelligence. Beyond slop, their standout words for 2025 include touch grass, performative, tariff, 6-7, and conclave.
Like, everything you just said literally just gave me chills. Did it not? Did all those words not just, like, make you guys cringe a little bit? So overused. 6-7, I want to vomit. Like, just
I mean, 6-7 had a massive year.
I like slop, though, because it's, like, good for shaming AI.
Yeah.
And I like that.
But, like, slop, it's so well used for anything that's just, like, means literally nothing at this point.
You're just mad because you're a slopper.
Yes. I guess I have to accept that at this point.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
But you know what I mean? We've turned so many terms and we've watered them down so much that it's like, what do you do?
But I don't think slop is watered down. I feel like that kind of makes sense. Like, you think about, you know what I mean? I think that's what's so crazy is, like, okay, for example, chopped. Chopped is like another word where I kind of get, I think it's interesting and I think it's fun to see kids, and I just know that just because of Abby and Maya, of what words turn into, you know? Like, I would have never thought that chopped would mean what it is now.
Yeah.
But I enjoy seeing, like, so what are you guys going to come up with, you know?
Number one.
Nick Reiner is responsible for the deaths of his parents, legendary Hollywood director Rob Reiner and producer Michelle Reiner. The Los Angeles released a statement yesterday. The couple's daughter discovered them Sunday in their home. Rob Reiner and his son reportedly had a very loud argument at a holiday party hosted by Conan O'Brien the night before Rob and his wife Michelle were killed. Sources told People that Nick was, quote, freaking out. He was freaking everybody out, acting crazy. He kept asking people if they were famous, and that led Rob and Michelle to leave the party, and the couple was found dead the following day. So the 32-year-old is being held without bail. Jail records previously indicated that he was being held on a $4 million bail. Nick has previously spoken publicly about his long struggle with drug addiction, telling People in 2016 that he had been homeless at times and in and out of rehab since the age of 15. And he was found last night. He was found and arrested last night around 9 p.m.
That's tough, man. That is a tragic-ass story.
Yeah.
Honest to God, all the way around.
I think seeing everyone, all of his peers and co-stars and actors who got their break in a lot of his films, just kind of like the outpouring of love.
Right.
It's very devastating.
I mean, now I think is a good time just to remind y'all, like, there's help for stuff, you know? And, like, I can only imagine, like, Rob Reiner and his family, like, watching your son go through something like this. And then, like, your son is the one that ends up killing. It's just like, ugh. I just found this news out for the first time. I did not know this was confirmed now. Mm-hmm. So there's help out there, you know? Like, I can't imagine, like, watching your son struggle with something like this. You know, 988 is a great resource if you know that there's somebody struggling to turn to. The holidays really brings up a lot of issues for a lot of people. I think that's the best thing that we can do at this point. It's just point to resources. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to add a lot of commentary at this point. Is there more to say on the issue? I don't really think so. Other than it's just sad.
It's a very sad situation.
I think the best thing that we can do is just say, hey, listen, if it's you that's struggling with mental health issues, with drug abuse, with alcohol abuse, if somebody in your family that is, because I just know that we will start to see an uptick in the next couple of weeks because of the holidays. Just keep in mind 988. Just drill that number into your head, because when these kind of things start to arise and you see it in your own family, like, just keep that. And maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a coworker. Like, just keep that number handy, because these stories are they're just so hard and tragic. So, man. It's tough.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
If someone gives you a last-minute gift, do you now have to get them one too?
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Ah, yes, the holidays. 'Tis the best of times. 'Twas the worst of times. I think Santa Claus said that, wouldn't he?
Gift-giving etiquette can be just confusing.
Everything with the holidays is confusing. It is such a stressful time, man. If you don't believe me, go to the Arundel Mills Mall during on a Saturday. Like, my nervous system hasn't calmed down. That was 2 weekends ago.
But that's why I need to figure this out, because, like, everyone's out getting stuff and it's crazy.
Yeah.
So if someone pulls, like, a last-minute surprise thing, I'm like, oh, crap. Now I got to fit that into my schedule because I got to go pick something up.
Yeah, there's not a minute left. Christmas is here. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's here. Welcome to Nieces Know Best. If you've never done one of these with us before, Jess, what is this?
I'm really close to my family. All my family's on the West Coast. And so once a week, I chat with my niece, Maya. She is 11. And we just talk about different things that are going on in my life. And currently, I kind of have, like, a gift-giving dilemma.
What actually happened here?
Well, it's just, like, I received a last-minute gift from someone that I didn't know that maybe, like, our friendship was on that level because we've never exchanged gifts before.
Yeah.
So it was just not something I was expecting. And so now I'm like, okay, do I need to give something back?
If someone gives you a last minute gift, do you have to get them one too? But here's the thing. This person has never gotten me a gift before, which is why I didn't get them anything. So now that they have surprised me with one, does that change the rules? Like, am I suddenly obligated to buy them something because they started this gift exchange?
So whenever someone gets you a gift, you know, you could just receive it. You could just say thank you and move on. You don't have to get them anything or anything. But in my opinion, I think it'll be polite to get them something back, because that's what Christmas is for. It's not for getting, it's for giving.
Yes, you're right. A considerate queen. We love that.
Thank you.
Love you.
I love you too. Merry Christmas.
Oh, wow. That's an aggressive Merry Christmas. I mean, I feel like we've gotten so overboard with who we give gifts to. Like, do we have to really give gifts to everybody?
But I mean, that's the thing. And that's why I wanted to get her just, like, unapologetic, very, like, transparent opinion on, like, what she would say. Because I feel like during the holidays, at least for me, I have things planned out. Like, I have a list of people that I'm, like, getting things for. So it's when I kind of get a curveball, especially when something I'm not, like, expecting, I automatically go into, like, panic mode of, oh, crap. I didn't know that we've leveled up. I wasn't aware, and I want to be polite, and I want to get you something too.
I think, though, here's the problem. If somebody does give you a gift, you have to give them something back.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, if not, it really turns into, like, a statement. Does it not?
And I guess that was just, like, their also statement of, this is where we are now in our friendship. So, like, get up to speed. Do you get what I'm saying?
Am I wrong? Am I wrong in that? Like, is that a wrong statement to make? I mean, I think it has to be, like, a dance. It has to literally be a dance that, like, both of you guys are like, we're just not doing this. And then once you guys both just say, like, we're not doing this, then it's fine. But if one person crosses that barrier, unfortunately, you're both in.
Yeah.
And you both just have to keep on doing the dance. And
yeah, like, I don't I'm even dancing. Know, I'm fully on the floor.
I don't even know how it just stops, but like it just stops.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Until it just does. Like, you and I used to give gifts and we stopped giving gifts. And I don't even know how we stopped giving gifts. We just did.
Yeah.
Why did we? We just did.
I don't know. I think we gave each other gifts the first year, and then after that, we were like, okay, that was it. So it was only year
maybe
one.
Maybe something a little bit, but there's just some friends where it's just like, it's just unnecessary.
But you know
like
why, though? So year one, when we got here 5 years ago, it was like, before that, we hadn't been around each other. So it's like, when we were around each other again, it was almost kind of like, oh, well, we probably should get each other gifts. And then after year one, it was just like, no, it's fine.
Do we have
it's
to
like
do,
back to normal at like being at work.
Do you feel
like
we have to do work. Gifts, you and I?
No, not at all.
Charlotte, do you feel like we have to do gifts?
No, I think they're fun though.
Charlotte feels like we have to do gifts.
Yeah, we can get her one.
No, I didn't say we had
to.
No,
there was a tone. No, it just your tone said everything. And
no,
it's
but I feel like
I think it's important to know who and who you don't have to do gifts with. Like, to me, gifts don't mean, like, they literally mean nothing, but to some people they do.
Right.
To some people they do.
Yeah.
And so like, to you they mean something. And it doesn't matter what you just said. Did anyone else hear that? Did anyone else?
But that's okay.
No,
I think,
but I'm not saying I need them. I'm saying I might want to give them.
And
but
that's
you,
the thing.
But if you give, then we have to give you something back. Is that the official rule? Can we all agree to that? If someone gives you a gift, you're in. And like that's a gift-giving friend. But I think that you should be able just to have that agreement with a friend especially. Like, no gifts is fine. Everybody still loves one another. It's fine. Like, it's not a big deal. But if somebody gives you the gift, you have to give a gift back until it just somehow fades out.
Yeah, because we got a text right now. Instead of giving them a gift back, wouldn't it be more appropriate or nicer to give them a gift in the future when they least expect it from you?
Well, yeah.
But at that point, I feel like I'm late.
I know. And then they think you're an a-hole.
Yeah.
You don't have something. It's,
so
it's a very stressful process.
I feel like I just kind of have to hop on to
it. Yeah. All right. There's nieces know best. We solved nothing.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
All right, let's do it. $1,000 and free dash in gas. Caller 10, who's this?
Hi, this is Lena.
Hi, Lena. You're number 10.
Hey, Lena.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, good morning.
Oh, my God, you did it. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, wow.
Well, are you?
Well, there we go. Let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. Lena, you feel like you're ready to go. Have you played before, Lena? You have, right?
I have.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Okay. Well, Lena, you're four. We have four rounds to go for the year. We have committed to a change coming in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
We will say nothing more than that, other than stay tuned.
I feel like
tuned.
It's a good, fun change.
I think so.
I think everyone's going to be happier with the change.
I think so.
Yeah.
You guys have been playing the same game for quite some time, and I don't know. Every time we make a change in the game, though, some of y'all love it, some of y'all hate it, but a change coming in 2026 to this this time slot. So we'll explain everything in the new year. But we have four more rounds of it going just this way. So, Lena, I'm glad you got in with this round. Let's give it a shot. Jessica will explain the rules, and Lena's going to go again.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Lena, you ready to play?
Ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash and gas starts now.
Question number one. Which sport uses the term knockout?
Boxing.
Correct. Question number two. Who wrote The Da Vinci Code, a best-selling novel published in 2003? Question number three. What time is it 34 minutes before 10:15 a.m.?
Nine
41. Correct. Question number four. What state is known as the Badger State?
Wisconsin.
Correct. Question number five. Which artist released the hit song Wrecking Ball?
Miley Cyrus.
Correct. Question number six. What is the name of the ninth candle used to light the others on the menorah?
Pass.
Question number seven. What type of language is the word quietly? That's 60 seconds right there.
That's 60 seconds.
It's a what? You had it. Lena, it's an adverb. It is an adverb. Yeah. Okay. You almost had it. You almost had it there.
We'll give you 5 out of 7, honestly.
We were kind of doing well there. I'll give you 5 out of 7. Yeah, I will give you 5 out of 7.
Also, I feel like 3 was hard. Like 941, like with the math you did in your head and all like that. I feel like that was good.
Yeah, 3 slowed it down a little bit, but dang it. Not too bad.
So you only passed on 2. So back to number 2, who wrote The Da Vinci Code, best-selling novel, published in 2003. That's Dan Brown.
Yep. And then
number 6, what is the name of the 9th candle used to light the others on the menorah? That is a shamash.
Yeah, but dang. Wow. Other than that, I mean, how many did you get right last time, Lena?
Once I made it up, I bombed on the 7th because the answer was Narnia.
Oh, right. I remember you now. Yes.
Yeah, that was terrible.
All right, Lena, all we can promise you is a change is coming to this game in January. I recommend everyone coming back. We do have 3 more rounds, though, so we're going to come back Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for your good old $1,000 minute. We'll see you back here tomorrow for 7 new trivia questions, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Have a good day, Lena, and head to Dashin, or start your day every day at Dashin with the hearty classic country breakfast Stackadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe Stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 at Dashin.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
If you had only been on 2 dates with a guy, would you get him a holiday gift or would you not? I don't know. When does the holiday gift come into play? This kind of goes back to our conversation earlier in the show today, right? Y'all, I am going on a 3rd dinner. Is it a date? I guess it's a date. A third dinner with a woman tonight. I did not even think about this. This is the last time I'll see her because I'm going out of town starting next week. This is the last time I'll see her before the holidays. Mm-hmm. And I did not even think about this, but I was talking to one of my friends last night. She's like, well, you're going to get her like a holiday thing, right? A little something for the holidays because you know she's going to get you something. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to get her anything for the holidays. This is the third time I'm hanging out with this woman. She's like, you know, she's absolutely going to have something for you tonight and you can't show up empty handed. And I'm like, there's no chance that she'll show up with something for me. And because then I'm thinking in reverse, if I show up with something and she doesn't have something, then I'm going to look like the friggin' weirdo as the guy that shows up with a gift on date. No, date three. With a gift. Now I'm like, this is a very weird situation to be in, right?
Or you look like a nice person.
Do you though? Or is it
hear me out?
I know that sounds kind of crazy.
Is it too forward?
But that
though?
Also is an option.
Is it too forward? Like if you didn't bring anything, because you're not really, because again, we say there's a really fine line between sweet and creepy, right? We've said that in the show many
but
times.
But I think when it comes down to deciding whether or not something is sweet or creepy, it all depends on if they're into you or not. So if they're into you, it's not creepy.
It could be a
big deal
breaker,
though.
If they're
not into you, then it is creepy.
It could be intent.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, if you were like kind of on the fence about a guy and he shows up with a gift and you're like, wait, are we moving too fast? Because now he's got a gift. And
I think there's gift levels, to be honest.
Yes.
But what do you give on a date three? And this, okay, so this is a high stress situation for me. Now, it was going to be a casual dinner tonight. Now, all of a sudden, it is a high stress situation. So let me ask this question. And we're going to go to our favorite girl gang over here on the show. Would you bring a guy a gift on a third date? And B, would you expect a guy to give you a gift on a third date if this is the last dinner you're going to have with him before the holidays? Because I don't know, should I do it and to expect her to bring something for me or not? Jess?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect anything, but I think if he showed up, it would be like a nice, considerate surprise. It would be...
But what is
it? Yeah,
it
would be like really sweet. Also, too, in this situation, I feel like even if it was some sort of like decorative kind of like chocolate something like
chocolate.
Very chill, you know what I mean?
Like chocolate, a box of chocolate,
like a cute little like holiday decorated box, because I feel like it's festive and it's nothing too serious, but it's still sweet and considerate. So I think kind of mentioning earlier how there's tears to that kind
of
stuff.
Okay, so
and I think that's
chocolates.
A very like an that's a nice gesture. And I think that's the main thing too, where I don't think you're expected to get this person anything just because you're still getting to know each other, but a nice gesture goes a long way.
Charlotte, date three, right before the holidays. Last time you're going to see this guy before the holidays. A, are you bringing something for him? B, are you expecting him to bring you something?
I might bring something. I'm definitely not expecting anything. I would probably get something that was just like funny and like referential, like something that we've like bonded over on our previous dates.
Yeah.
Like an inside joke.
Yes, inside joke.
Exactly.
Okay.
Inside so something joke. That's not
like
I wouldn't bring jewelry. I mean, if I was the guy I'm thinking.
Flowers
yeah,
would
I
be
also
nice.
Can bring.
You think flowers?
Flowers would be cute. Even that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also can bring the bisexual perspective and tell you that women will give you gifts on like the first date.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I'm looking at it also from like a slightly different perspective where I'm like, I have met people for the first time and they've been like, I brought you crystals.
Like yeah.
And I've always thought
so maybe it's
that
not,
was
it's
so
not too
lovely.
Yes. Let me tell you where my heart is, okay? This is where my true feelings are about this. I don't want to give her anything because I feel like it's moving too fast. I feel like it's like, yo, I'm like way into you. And like, I don't want you to get the wrong impression that I'm like way into you.
Even flowers?
It feels a little way into you. It feels a little way into you.
Okay.
But I'm terrified if she has something and I don't, I look like the world's biggest a-hole. Mm. So tomorrow we'll come back and I'll like, I don't know. I got to like sit on this one, man, because I'm like, either way, it can go really bad or really good. This is Barb. Barb works in our sales department. What's up, Barb?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
You had an idea. What is your idea of what I should do?
Well, I have two ideas.
Okay.
One idea don't we have some beautiful Mix 106 ornaments on our tree?
Barb, don't you dare. That's even worse.
I can dig one up.
No.
Barb.
That would even be worse. Could you imagine this poor girl is like, so not only have you already said on record that you don't want to get her something, and now you're going to get her something, but you're only giving it to her because it's for free and it takes zero effort from you.
And it's Mix 106.5.
All right. Idea number two.
Hey, there's no bad ideas of brainstorming. It's fine. Keep going.
That's right. All right. Have a box of candy in your car. And if she brings you something, you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot. I've got something for you. Let me go get it. And
then
you bring the candy.
That's smart.
And you're covered. Either way.
Really smart.
Honestly, like a box of chocolates is like so sweet. I don't think that like is overboard or anything like that. Because I know, so you're saying your concern is you don't want to portray yourself as being too into it because you're not too into it. Okay.
Now, what if we combine those two ideas and I have a Mix 106.5 ornament in the car? And so then if she has something for me, I just pull out the ornament. I can autograph it for her.
You think she'd prefer that to some chocolate?
Just in case she's a huge fan. You know, I don't want to, you know, really razzle-dazzle
her. You could use the ornament as the ribbon in the middle of the box.
Oh, now you're thinking. Okay, there goes Barb. All right, thank
thanks, Barb.
Barb's first time
you.
On the radio, by the way. Is this the first time we had you on ever, Barb?
Ever. My first of many.
Yeah, wow. Exactly.
God, we love Barb.
First of many.
That? Wow, there goes Barb. Okay, thanks, Barb. Have a
thanks,
good one.
Barb.
See you guys.
All right, see you. Bye-bye. Wow, we need to have Barb on. She's fun. She's fun. Okay.
Please don't bring the ornament.
Okay.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This is why raccoons should not be pets, people.
I can't believe we're back to raccoons. I thought we'd just get done with this year unscathed and with more raccoon
story. No, we're just getting started. Okay.
It's the end of the year. What do you mean?
So you guys remember that drunk raccoon story a couple weeks ago?
No.
Yes. Oh.
You didn't know about this?
No.
Okay. Literally, a raccoon got drunk and passed out in a liquor store in Virginia.
Well, I think we have to take a step back even further in case you're
Why was he
show.
Drinking in the first place? Does he have an issue?
No, Jess has a beef with raccoons, and I'm not really quite sure why.
My beef was a few weeks ago, there was an actual study, like science, saying that raccoons, their faces are literally starting to morph to look cuter because they are having more contact with humans because more and more people are having raccoons as pets. Now, when we talked about this, a bunch of you guys came after me and y'all were like, it's not illegal to have a raccoon in every single state. Yeah, you are correct, Karen, but it is illegal to have a raccoon in this state of Maryland.
And, but people called in and said they had pets, and some of them said they loved them very
y'all
deeply.
Y'all were kicking it. Very y'all deeply, were kicking yeah. it with multiple raccoons
right.
in your home.
Loved it.
Which is fine. Yeah. However, I just do not think that raccoons should be pets. And this is another example because a couple weeks ago, animal control officers near Richmond, Virginia, shared pictures of a male raccoon who broke into this liquor store, got hammered and passed out in the bathroom. It's not clear how he got in. It's not clear if he has a past drinking problem. Nobody knows. But he legitimately was drunk, found the next morning, passed out. There was a literal bottle next to this raccoon, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, as terrifying as that is, there is a silver lining to the story because the drunk raccoon was obviously rescued from a shelter. This shelter launched a merch line titled Trashed Panda to raise money. Guess how much money they've raised from this merch line.
Oh, God. I can't, the internet's so funny. I mean, let me guess. Like, does 20,000 sound crazy?
Not even close.
100,000?
Not even close.
200?
A little more.
$250,000
$250,000 this
God.
Animal shelter raised from their trashed panda merch
so
line.
What can you say? You can't
from
say
the
nothing
drunk
right
raccoon.
Now. You can't say nothing.
What
you
do
got,
you mean?
You got nothing to say.
What
this,
are you talking about?
This is bringing joy to the
no,
people.
No, this is the silver lining. Obviously, this was terrible for the raccoon. Raccoons should not be drinking and crawling, clearly.
Do you get drunk, Jessica?
Do I get drunk and passed out on the liquor store floor in Virginia? The answer is no.
When's the last time you got drunk and passed out, Jess?
Do I do it responsibly?
When's the last time
yes, I do. Who's not drinking responsibly? Raccoons. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Rose from Columbia. Am I a bad mom for not going to my child's nativity pageant because I refuse to step foot in a church?
Well, let's discuss.
You're the worst mom ever!
You ruined my life.
That's probably not true.
It's the Kramer and Jess Parent Panel on Mix 106.5.
Welcome to the Parent Panel, everybody. If you've not done one of these with us before, Jess, what is this?
Parents call in and share a situation that they're going through and someone in their life has called them a bad mom or a bad dad. And we just kind of take a step back and see how we got there in the first place.
So what's the situation with this?
Well, my ex has been calling me a bad mom because my son is in a pageant at church. We were never a church family when we were together. And now that we're divorced, my ex-husband has become really Christian and he takes my son to church when he has him on the weekends, and I am totally fine with that for them, but that doesn't resonate for me in my life. Mm-hmm. It makes me really uncomfortable and anxious to be in a church. It dredges up a lot of feelings that I don't think I would be able to shut off, you know, walking in the door.
Okay.
So my son does want me to go, but I feel like if I do, that's the expectation for every other future religious thing that my husband and son do together, that I would have to become part of that. So at this point, it feels like it's about my mental health as well. This is really hard. I love my son so much. When I talk with my husband about it, I said, hey, is there a way that we can have a video? And my son and I can watch the video together. While order pizza, we can have a great time and make a little party out of it. Yeah. So I can celebrate
from
this,
the comfort of my home.
The thing that he's done.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, because yes. Like you mentioned, you don't have a problem when your son goes to church and everything with your ex-husband.
No, not
and you
at
don't,
all.
And you don't mind his involvement. So you wouldn't have a problem watching it and seeing his performance. That's something you're happy about, but you just don't want to go to the church itself.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm really torn up inside. You know, do I honor my own boundaries or do I do what the mom is supposed to do?
Oof.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah.
How old is he, by the way?
He's 11.
Oh, boy.
And we don't want to pry as far as your situation and your feelings just because we understand that's personal. But is your son aware that you have boundaries with going to church? And so it's kind of like separate when he's with mom versus when he's with dad?
He is because, you know, we were never a church family.
Okay. Right. And I think I was just asking because I was in a similar position when I was growing up where I would go to church with my grandparents, but I was fully aware of the fact that both of my parents did not want to go. But I was aware of their feelings, not so much so of like why, but I knew that there was a separation.
So how did that play out for you guys? Did you ever want them to go and then they didn't show up for something or?
No.
Did you just
No, and I think
that?
It didn't make me feel uncomfortable because my parents were always supportive of me going to church. But my mom was always very much like, if this is something that you want to do, you can do it. But she did go to like my final ceremonies and stuff, but she never went with me to mass.
Right. But all that would make you uncomfortable, right? Like showing up for any of that would make you uncomfortable?
Well, yes, because this Christmas pageant is a tiny part of this grand mass that's going to happen.
Right, right, right. And he wants you to go, though. He wants you to come be a part of it. Your son does.
Yes.
He does. So what do you do with that, you know? Let's get some parents on for the parent panel today. I mean, if your kid wants you to go, but it goes against like kind of what you stand for, like what's the right thing to do as a parent? I mean, Jess, what's the right thing to do here?
It's tough because my parents did come to like my confirmation. Like I'm trying to think if like my mom and dad said, we're not going.
Would that have messed with you?
I think because I was so proud of myself and I wanted them to see something that I completed, it probably would have hurt my feelings if they told me that they weren't going to go.
I think that that's something you can set the boundary now of like, that's you and your dad.
No, it's true.
And
yeah.
Like, I think that some things you just have to disappoint your kids on to like protect your own thing.
And that's fair, but I am just saying, I think I would have been devastated.
We'll see what the parent panel says today, but like, I think, yes, it's going to wreck him. And yes, I think it's okay because this traumatizes you. And maybe I'm wrong. Who's up, Jess?
This is Laura in Towson on 2.
Hello, Laura.
Good morning.
I mean, what do you think? Do you feel like Rose should go to this nativity pageant, even though it's like totally against her values, I guess?
I don't think she should have to go. And from what it sounds like from her, I don't think it's that it's so much her values, but that's something that is very potentially traumatic to her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like, oh, and I just don't want to go. I don't like church. It sounds like this is going to trigger a bad reaction in me that you probably don't want your son or other children to see.
Right.
Sounds like she knows herself well enough to know how she's going to react. And, you know, as parents, yeah, we make a lot of priorities for our children, but we have to take care of ourselves, too.
Yeah, no.
In order to be good parents.
Yeah. And I think that's, like, really important to, like, keep in mind. But, like, you know, I was in the, were you in nativity pageants, Jess, back in the day? Like, yo, I was a sheep. And I can't imagine looking out as the sheep and, like, my parents not being there. You know what I mean? Like, is it any school play? Like, I just can't imagine, like, somebody not being there. So I think we have to, like, take that into account as well. Who's up, Jess?
This is Chrissy on 5 in Parkville.
Chrissy, what do you think? I mean, do you feel like Rose needs to show up for this nativity pageant?
I mean, my best friend is of the Islamic faith.
Yeah.
So she's... Yeah, her dad's from Morocco. Like, they have grown up Islamic.
Mm-hmm.
She participates in all the Islamic traditions. I mean, she doesn't even eat, like, certain meats because it's against their religion. So she's very Islamic. She married a Christian man.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of knew in the beginning of their relationship there was going to be trials and tribulations.
Right. Sounds,
you know,
very similar, yeah.
And hard decisions to make, yeah. Of course, yeah.
Right. And for a while, she was like, oh, I'm never going into church. Like, I can't, you know, it's against my religion. I can't even step foot inside a church. Well, they've been married many, many years. They've made a lot of compromises to the point where they even got married in a Christian church.
Wow.
And now that her son's older, he's kind of like deciding what religion. Like, she doesn't want to push him in a certain direction. She wants to let him decide. Mm. But he's kind of leaning towards more of the Christian faith. And she, you know, said at the end of the day, like, it's his choice. Like, she does teach him about, like, her, you know, religion, which, like she said, she doesn't want to, like, push him in a direction. She wants to let him make his decision. But she shows up all the time, and, you know, she did tell her husband, I'm not going to church every Sunday, because, you know,
but it's compromise. So basically, you're saying, like, if it's important to your son, you should make some type of compromise here.
Right,
like,
and I mean, like I said, I don't know what happened to this woman, and I do feel for her.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's been a lot of talk in the news about, like, things that have happened at churches, and,
of
like,
course.
I, you know, as a Christian, I get it, but, like you said, Kramer, like, I would always sing in the choir, and if my parents weren't there, I would feel, you know, I'm an only child. I didn't have any siblings, so, like, my parents were my everything, and, like,
let's be
I
honest,
feel like we were, I would want that.
We were kind of performing for our families, let's be honest. Like, that was the most important person to be in the audience, so, like, I totally get that, too. I mean, it's kind of split. Curtis in Westminster, we'll kind of have you, like, wrap this up. What do you feel like, you know? I mean, Rose is saying, my son's in this nativity pageant. I just can't walk into a church, though. It's just not my thing. There's some obviously some baggage here. Do you feel like she should go?
Yeah, I mean, I think she should go. Down the road when, you know, this picture is taken or video or whatever, and her son looks back, he's going to be like, well, my dad was there, but my mom wasn't because she had some sort of traumatic experience. I mean, maybe he'll never really know about that, but I think it'd be very meaningful to him. I mean, what if something else comes up in the future and she's like, oh, well, it's against my religion or whatever reason, you know, I feel like it's just always going to be an excuse.
I mean, well, how do you feel about that then? I mean, Rose, if it's always going to be a part of his life, I mean, he's 11, but we'll see. If it is going to be a part of his life, then, I mean, the majority saying, like, maybe give it a try. How does that make you feel? And do you want to try?
I think I'm going to have a discussion with my son about it and come for the performance and do the best I can and know that it's one of those times in my parenting journey that I just had to put someone else before my own well-being.
Right.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code AUDIO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.